This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and I am unreasonably excited for tonight. This show is on probably my top five, maybe my top 10 shows all time of ones I'm looking forward to. So here's what you're in store for. And like I'm warning you right now, this is not a lukewarm show. You are going to love the show tonight, or you are going to turn off the radio so fast and go listen to crappy jazz music that it'll make your head spin. Here's what's on tap. Yes, I'm going to talk about this FBI Arctic Frost story. That's probably going to dominate a bit of the first hour. About 45 minutes from now is, it's the championship. The crappiest country in the world tournament comes to an end tonight. Haiti, juggernaut, takes on Somalia, juggernaut. The unstoppable force meets the immovable object. Who will be crowned champion? You're going to have to wait and see 45 minutes from now. Oh, and I should note that we're going to have a very, very brief special guest for the crappiest country in the world tournament. I think that you will enjoy it. And then after we're done ranting and raving about the DOJ and the FBI and everything else that's going on, after we're done with the crappiest country in the world tournament, I'm kind of done with politics tonight. I'm not going to say I won't return, because I probably will. But starting in hour two, we are going back to the 1500s. And we are going to talk about one of the biggest, most intense, brutal sieges in the ancient world, the Siege of Malta. We're going to do some history tonight. How much of it I'll get to, I don't know. There's so much background that's fascinating, but you, me, we're going to walk through history together. Yes, I will in the third hour at some point get to some emails and other stuff, but all that's coming later. For now, let's talk about the big story of the day. Before we get to the specifics of Operation Arctic Frost, of United States senators being tracked by the FBI, phone calls, things like that, I want to remind you of something, that the worst atrocities in human history are pretty much universally committed by government, police forces, or the military. And it's generally the secret police forces of whatever government is in charge. Those are the ones usually responsible for mass graves. And you can pick your monster. If you want to go old, we could go old, you could go to the ancient world and look at the Assyrians and things like that. Usually the secret police. Ivan the Terrible. You've heard of Ivan the Terrible? In fact, we've done a history thing on Ivan the Terrible before. That was a long time ago. And whether or not he was truly terrible is up to you. Maybe you can argue his opponents deserved it. I would probably push back on that. He was a big torture guy. Not a big torture guy. But Ivan the Terrible, he's responsible for things like taking a bunch of people in a two-story home, locking them up in the second story, filling up the downstairs with black powder, lighting the fuse, and then riding away so he can wait for the explosion to watch the body parts rain down. But here's the thing. It wasn't really Ivan the Terrible doing all that. It was his secret state police. I believe if memory serves, they were known as the Oprichniki. Who are the other biggest monsters you'd like to discuss? Adolf Hitler. That's a big one. Everyone knows about Adolf Hitler. Only executed, I mean, God knows how many. The number's 8 million, they say, but when you're incinerating people, no one will ever know the final count.
How many people, though, how many people did Adolf Hitler kill once he became the head of Germany? Did you know that? Do you know? Let me spoil it for you. I have yet to read a single historical record that shows Adolf Hitler killed anyone after he came to power. Did you know that? His secret police sure did, though. Stalin, boy, that dastardly Stalin. And don't get me wrong, Stalin was a murderer, no question about it. Killed plenty of people in his rise to power. You know, there's not a single record of Stalin pulling the trigger after he became the head of the Soviet Union. How in the world did he kill all those people? His secret police. I'll stop there. To have a secret police agency working on behalf of an evil dictator is the most dangerous situation in the world. Historically, nothing has caused more mass death. Now, let's talk about the FBI. Now, in case you've been living under a rock, here's a little taste of what they did. Senator Ron Johnson's one of like five senators who are worth anything, so I'll let him say his piece. Here's what he said.
But this is outrageous, what has happened. I just want to give you a timeline of this. I think you've already got the FBI sheet that shows the number of members of Congress that were targeted. Representative Kelly, Senators Graham, Hagerty, Hawley, Sullivan, Tuberville, myself, Senator Lummis, and Blackburn. Now, this memo was dated September of 2023. To put it all into context, the Mar-a-Lago raid occurred in August of 2022. Jack Smith announced the indictments against President Trump in August of 2023. So this is almost 2 months later. They're casting this net, this fishing expedition against members of the Senate and the House. I've been investigating this with Senator Grassley. This doesn't surprise me, but it should shock every American of what the Biden administration has done. By the way, this is the first time I was targeted by the FBI. Under the Obama administration, the same thing happened to both Senator Grassley and I as part of the Foreign Influence Task Force. We were giving a briefing to try and convince us that the Hunter Biden laptop was no big deal. Basically, trying to throw us off the track. So this is major corruption that's being revealed inside the Obama and Biden Department of Justice, the FBI.
This is not a small thing. Before we go on, I want to just say that I do not consider the FBI going after Republican senators, I do not consider it any worse of a crime than the FBI hunting down peaceful January Sixers. I don't consider it a worse crime than the FBI going after school board moms or pro-lifers who are praying at abortion clinics. I don't consider it a more severe crime, but what it most definitely is a bolder one. Do you realize what kind of a step it is when you are a government employee who works directly underneath? Remember, the United States Senate has oversight over the FBI. They are your boss in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So polluted and infiltrated with disgusting communists, started tracking United States senators' phone calls after they raided Mar-a-Lago. It's the boldness that I hope it takes you back at least a little. The boldness. I almost, in a sick way, I almost admire it. The communist uses power, as you know. Any power he has, large or small, FBI or the library, the communist will use it on behalf of the revolution. He knows no other way. It is the only way he has ever operated in every country where he has ever taken power. Every ounce of power, whether you're a parent or a president, every ounce of power you have is used for the revolution. Now, when a parent does it, it's just the poor child that ends up completely destroyed mentally, often physically. When the Federal Bureau of Investigation does it, it can end the United States of America. what is happening now. Not what happened, keep in mind, what is happening now inside the walls of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It does, if it is not stopped immediately, it has the potential to end the country that I would die for. And that you would probably die for. This is the kind of thing that starts civil wars. The secret state police agency declaring war against one party on behalf of the other party. It is difficult to come back from where we are now if it doesn't get fixed. So let's talk about fixing it and the potential for that. And don't worry, like I said, crappiest country in the world tournament's coming. History's coming. This, though, this we have to address. Now, there's something else we have to address. And it's your bank account, your credit score. Could you imagine going in to buy a new car? Maybe a house? Maybe you just need a credit card and getting rejected? You're confused. You've always paid your bills. Oh, no. You see, your credit score is now 500 because someone stole your identity. This is not a rare thing. This is the norm now. People being gobsmacked because they had no idea these evil people online go steal identities all the time. Another huge data breach just happened. Maybe it was your social security number. Yeah, the data breach, social security numbers. Do you think they could do any damage with that? Get LifeLock to protect yourself. Without LifeLock, you're just naked. You're just waiting. What are you going to cross your fingers? LifeLock will let you know. Any data breach, they'll let you know. If something horrible happens, they'll make you whole. They have restoration specialists to make you whole again. Don't get caught with your pants down. LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse, saves you a pile of money. Or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Promo code Jesse. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Yes, we have a huge show. And yes, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But we don't have time to get into any of that right now. So we have to get rid of this pesky news stuff so we can get on to the fun tonight. Federal Bureau of Investigation has done evil thing after evil thing after evil thing, and don't think for a single second that all the evil people are gone. Cash is in charge now. We're all good. Oh, be serious. These communists have burrowed themselves so deep inside that organization, and as we speak, they are still working against you and against me. Now, let me pause for a moment, because I know one of the big stories today is that Pam Bondi, she was called in front of the Senate, and she was dropping some bombs on these senators.
Yes, I have been paying attention.
You know, you want order in Chairman. Here now.
Don't care. Couldn't possibly care less that Pam Bondi insulted some Democrat senators today. Sounds good. Good job. Yep, I get it. You were called in front of the Senate. You had to go. Sounds good. That is not going to be something we prioritize on this show. And actually, I'm not insulting her this time. I'm simply being clear on what the stakes are. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, along with a lot of the rest of our government, has to be taken down, bad actors arrested, tried, and thrown in prison. So my fascination with Pam Bondi, with clever sound bites on the news, or insulting any United States senator in a hearing, so it sounds great in an email, it's not possible for it to be lower on my priority list. I don't care at all. And I understand the thing you're supposed to do now on your radio show, online, on TV. It's, oh, Pam Bondi got him, woo! Don't care. Who's going to prison? People have to go to prison. Not resignations, not furloughs, not leave. In order to maintain a just society, the worst punishments in that society have to be reserved for corrupt government officials. And yes, I mean the worst punishments. A lot of people would say, oh, that has to be murderers, someone like that. Let me be perfectly clear. Corrupt government officials should have worse punishment than people who commit murder. Because a murderer will end a life, maybe several lives. Yes, that's evil. It's terrible. Lock them up. Put them in the electric chair. Don't care. A corrupt government official can end a nation. What happened? What is happening at the Federal Bureau of Investigation is dire. And you know what? I will play one little soundbite because this isn't good enough.
Operation Arctic Frost was an unconstitutional, undemocratic abuse of power. During Arctic Frost, the FBI also placed 92 linked Republican individuals and Republican groups, such as Charlie Kirk's Turning Point, on their list. This is the kind of conduct that shattered the American people's faith in our government, as I said in my opening statement.
Okay, we're doing good so far. Now, what's the plan?
We are ending this weaponization. Our FBI is targeting violent criminals, child predators, and other lawbreakers, not sitting senators who happen to be from the wrong political party. Several of your colleagues sitting at this dais were targeted, yeah, and others. We will continue to stop that throughout.
We're ending it? That's what we're doing? They were doing bad stuff, and we're stopping it. That's what we're doing? Let me ask you something. Set aside your value system. You are a disgusting, demonic communist working in the FBI. You're in charge of a field office. You have your special agent badge. You work day and night to arrest Republicans and protect Democrats on behalf of the communist revolution. Today, you hear the Attorney General of the United States of America say, "We're ending it." Are you afraid? Do you think you're texting your buddies, "Oh man, grab a lawyer, I'm in trouble"? Are you afraid? Have you learned your lesson? Whew! I was thinking about doing that again next chance I got, but then I heard, "We're ending it." Does that make you afraid? Ending it is not good enough. No. No. Ending it is not even close to good enough. Ending it is a nice first step. Ending it is the beginning. People have to go to prison. Communists only understand fear and pain. They don't know anything else. Nothing else you do will stop them from doing again. Nothing else. If you don't make them afraid, if they don't have fear of doing it again, they're going to do it again. And in fact, they're doing it right now. They changed their titles, they shuffled themselves around, they've burrowed themselves into the government, and they work day and night to kneecap the Trump administration. We're ending it! What? I don't need you to end it. I need you to come down like the sword of God and throw people in prison. That's what I need. Well, you know what? It's not just her. We'll get to a couple other Republicans before we do the crappiest country in the world thing. Before we do that, let's save a baby tonight. Let's do something good. With all the ugly filth around us, let's do something you can feel good about. Did you know that preborn, they allow you to give in honor of somebody? Is there someone you'd like to honor? Maybe living? Maybe past? Maybe a parent? Maybe you lost somebody close to you. You know you can save a baby in their name. Isn't that freaking cool? $28 is what it costs preborn to give a woman a free ultrasound. A woman who has already decided to kill her baby. without that ultrasound, that baby already has a death sentence. Help preborn do this. Whatever you give them is tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Headline: armed citizens stop far more active shooters than the FBI says, according to a new report reveal. Oh, I wonder why the FBI would say something different, because they've been completely taken over by committed communists who want to disarm you so they can hurt you whenever they want. That's why. Now, Ron Johnson did mention an interesting name when he was talking about the people the FBI had targeted.
But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to give you a timeline of this. I think you've already got the FBI sheet that shows the number of members of Congress that were targeted. Representative Kelly, Senators Graham, Hagerty, Hawley.
Senators. Hey, Chris, what was that senator? Started with a Graham? Oh, Nancy Graham? Really? That's so interesting. Because all this took place while Christopher Wray was director of the FBI. Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, starts tracking Lindsey Graham's phone calls. Whew, glad we don't have his text messages. Anyway, starts tracking Lindsey Graham's phone calls. That is funny because I remember, it seems like it was only yesterday, when the Federal Bureau of Investigation was carrying out some of the most evil acts ever done in the history of the United States government, Christopher Wray sat in front of Lindsey Graham asking for more money for the FBI. And remember what Lindsey said? Let's rewind.
If the committee decided to, say, increase by $100 million your budget, could you spend it wisely?
I can assure you that any money that this committee thinks
good
sees fit, I promise it'll be good to use.
I believe.
He promises.
What I want the American people to know is that the budget request for the FBI is below inflation. Do you agree with that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well.
The budget request for the FBI is below inflation.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. After listening to you and everything you say is legitimate concern, you have a lot to do. Do you think the committee should look at increasing your budget?
What we really need are more resources, more than anything
else. Count me in for more resources to help you deal with this threat as well as other threats.
How many times have I told you there is a relatively small cabal of United States senators, GOPers, almost all of them from red states or red districts in the House, who are protecting communism right when they might be in trouble. While Christopher Wray's FBI was throwing January Sixers in cages for doing pretty much nothing, kicking in the doors of pro-lifers, raiding Mar-a-Lago, and hunting down school board moms, and tracking Republican senators' phone calls, including Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham was begging to give them more money. Don't think it was just Lindsey Graham. Oh, now pause for a second before we move on. Maybe you're thinking, well, that's understandable because surely Lindsey Graham's from a purple state. Nope. South Carolina is one of the reddest states in the United States of America. But don't think it's just on South Carolina. We got our own problems here in Texas. Here was John Cornyn while the Cheka was operating in our country.
Under the effective leadership of Director Wray, the agency has remained committed to doing things independently and by the book, which I think is perhaps the most important characteristic.
Remember, that scumbag John Cornyn has a primary next year in Texas. Make sure you do the right thing for the first time in a very long time, Texas, and send that gigantic goober home. Remember Ken Buck, retired now, blood red district in Colorado, while the Cheka was violating your rights every chance they got, while the Cheka was walking into Facebook and telling them to censor a story about Hunter Biden so Joe Biden could win an election. This was Ken Buck getting to third base with the FBI.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists, that an agency that protects Americans from spies from China and Russia, and cybercrime and public corruption and organized crime and drug cartels and human traffickers and white-collar criminals. And I want to thank you and the FBI for protecting law-abiding Americans from the evil that exists all around us. And frankly, I am not in favor of defunding the FBI, nor am I in favor of splitting up the FBI, nor am I in favor of using the Holman rule for the FBI director.
Yeah. Let's do just a couple emails because the show's about to go off the rails between crappy country tournaments and history. This one is, I feel bad for Pam Bondi. You know, I'm not going to go into the meat of the email, but let me clarify something. When I am hard on people like Pam Bondi, we'll make it about her, but it's about more than that. People inside the Trump administration. I am fully aware that the rot is deep inside of our federal government. I am aware that the Trump administration is trying to turn a massive ship, not a tiny little speedboat, and that they have endless things they have to juggle. I know there's wars and trade wars and border, and I understand that. And plus there are all these ridiculous laws and rules about cleaning out the government. I understand all that. And look, with Pam Bondi, as we've talked about before, they're having a hard time. Did you know they're having a hard time finding people inside the government willing to prosecute James Comey for his crime? That's how deep the communist rot inside of our federal government goes. You want to go after Donald Trump? People will line up around the block to do it. You want to try to take down a communist? Oh, whoop, can't. I guess I'm busy that day. I refuse to. I understand that they have mountains to climb, not even one, mountains to climb to clean out decade after decade after decade of communist infiltration. I understand that. However, it has to be done. Just because a job in front of you is hard doesn't mean it doesn't have to get done. I know the job ahead of Pam Bondi to take apart the communist funding network while also cleaning out organizations like the FBI, while also infiltrating and breaking up street communist groups like Antifa, while also, I understand. I know. And I know she may, probably doesn't, have the personnel at her disposal to do so right now. I get it. But what I will not participate in is another day of pom-pom waving because she had a sweet burn on a Democrat in front of the Senate. I'm not impressed. Call me when government people are going to prison. We have to have these demands. We have to. Now, I want to read you something. We're going to step away from this. This is a real email. Well, I guess they're all real, but subject, Berna saved my daughter's life. Dear Sore Throat Bronco, he sent this last week. Here's a word I'll bet Jewish producer Chris don't know. I'm not even going to try to announce that word. It means he's been a professional auctioneer for 30 years, so I know how it feels to work herd all day with a terrible sore throat, drink lemon juice straight, it'll make you pucker, it'll restore your voice, so on and so forth. I gave my daughter a compact Berna and insisted she carry it on her person. This week she was walking the 20 feet from her car to the hotel midday in a, quote, safe part of town when a bad man tried to drag her away. She pulled her Berna and he ran off. Berna not only saved her life, but it saved me from having to drive to Colorado to perform a non-elective surgery if the law failed to properly punish the evil demon. Thanks for the recommendation. And he says, please use my name. His name is Jared from Idaho. Jared from Idaho's daughter is alive. and safe today because her father bought her a Byrna and she carried it on her. Legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. What you need to do is know that there are bad men everywhere, in the safe part of town, in the middle of the day, on that college campus. Get the person you love the most to burn a compact pistol. It's a launcher. It's non-lethal. They'll carry it on them. They'll pull it out. And it'll save their life. BYRNA. Don't get the phone call and say to yourself, dang, I wish I had. Byrna.com. Go get one. Crappiest country in the world. Championship game. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. That's enough of the ugliness right now, even though Jewish producer Chris is still here with us. It is time. By the way, you can email us, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I'm actually going to try to do a couple more of these in a few, but not right now, you see. You don't win a championship on the day of the game. It's important to remember this. You know, my son, my oldest son, James, he's a runner. He runs cross country. And we went to Montana for a month this summer to be with my mom. As you know, I already told you this. We went to Montana for a month, and it's high altitude, and there's all kinds of mountains. And I told my son, I said, do you want to have a good cross country season this season? And he said, yeah, I do. I said, okay, well, that will not be determined on race day. The season you're going to have will be determined by how hard you work right now while we're in Montana. That will determine whether you go to state. That will determine how you run. Championships take a lifetime of preparation, a lifetime of training. And so before our crappiest country in the world championship here, I think we should show the proper respect to Somalia and Haiti. These countries, they didn't become crappy yesterday. They didn't just show up at tournament time and say, hey, I want to be full of poop and HIV. They have spent decades wrecking everything. Disgusting culture. Everything from voodoo to female genital mutilation. These countries have worked so hard for so long to be the worst places on the planet. And let's show them some respect. When you're taking out other countries like North Korea in this tournament, you didn't show up yesterday and do that. It took a lot of time. It took a lot of hard work. You ate a lot of cats. These countries have worked hard to get here. And before we get to the actual championship game, let's make sure we show them both the proper amount of respect. All right? So, Somalia, Haiti, no matter who wins, I want you to know you are both awful beyond belief. That even visiting either one of your countries, it's like a prison sentence. In fact, it's worse than a prison sentence. Unless I wanted to die or do some missionary work, I would never consider crossing the border of either of these wretched hellholes. I want you to know your lifetime of hard work got you here. But there can only be one.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Somalia and Haiti. Brought to you by Floaty Swim School, dropping the kids off at the pool.
Now, it was a war, And yes, you cast your vote over and over again. The voting's over. There's no more voting. No more of that. We thought it would be unfair to simply declare a winner right off the bat. We thought, in the interest of being thorough, you understand, we do real journalism here. We do real hard-hitting news here, like 60 Minutes, really. We thought, in the interest of the championship game, we should bring in an expert, somebody who's actually sandals on the ground. And we did that. So let's reach out to Kumar and see what he has to say. He is coming to us from Port-au-Prince.
From the Curry Airlines Expert Hotline, it's Kumar Wang.
Hey, Jesse, this is Kumar Wang reporting to you live from WHIV in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I just wanted to let you know that I'm not quite sure Haiti should even be on this list. Oh, hold on a second. Sorry, had to get through a quick roadblock. I think the weather here has been lovely. Every now and then, you get to remodel your house courtesy of an earthquake or two. But overall, Haiti has been a lovely place. I would love to stay and continue to talk, but my cat is burning. Thank you for the opportunity. And thank you, Kumar, and a special thank you to WHIV for letting Kumar talk to us tonight. So, without further ado, what's the worst country on the planet? It's Haiti. It's Haiti. Chris, look, I'm sorry. Look, I am sorry. Do you understand what Haiti is like, Chris? You understand? I said they were both worthy. There can only be one champion here. It's not all bad news. Okay, it's not all, well, actually, yes, it is. If you're in either one of those places, it is all bad news. But we are putting together a lovely care package for Haiti. And I don't know that we're going to announce it tomorrow. We're still putting it together. We want to make sure we treat them right. So congratulations, Haiti. You earned it. All right. Now, you know what time it is, right? It's been a couple weeks now since we've stepped out of politics, gotten away from all the gunk, the border and the FBI and the commies and everything else. It's time to hop in a little time machine and step back into history in one of the nastiest, craziest sieges, the Siege of Malta. You want to go back to the 1500s with me, do some history? Telling you right now, it's going to dominate the next hour. If you don't like that, it's a good time to change the channel. We will probably come back, do some politics, some emails in the final hour, but that's all going to stop right about now. Before we get to any of that, did you know the casualty rate for MAC V SOG in Vietnam was over 100%? You realize that? That means everyone in SOG got hurt, got wounded at some point in time, and lots of them more than once. Did you know that the CEO of Pure Talk not only did a tour, which it was all volunteer with MAC V SOG, they couldn't make anybody do it, he volunteered to do two of them, two tours. How in the world do you have a cell phone company, a mobile company that is so patriotic they hire American citizens? That's how. This is a company that is unapologetically American. They're on the same tower as the big guys. You save a fortune. Give up Verizon. Give up AT&T. Give up T-Mobile and start feeling a lot better where you spend your cell money. And you'll spend less of it. If you switch now, you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and switch now, you save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. It's history time. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.